Farm Income Projections. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. As 2015 winds down, USDA analysts have a better idea of just what kind of income farmers will have generated. Gary Crawford has our report.
There are some positive things and some negative things in the Department of Agriculture's latest forecast for net farm income this year. Now, back in February, USDA analysts were forecasting net farm income would be
$73.6 billion.
And by August, they had to take that down to
$58.3 billion.
And then the latest forecast
down to about $56 billion.
That's USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansen. He says that's a drop of over 38% from last year. It's the biggest year-to-year drop in net farm income in 32 years, going back to 1983. Now, the percent drop is a little larger, partly because of a revision upward in 2014's net farm income number, so it makes this drop seem larger. Net cash income forecast this year, $93.6 billion, down almost 28% from 2014. The news is not all negative. There is one major commodity group which will have higher receipts this year. That's specialty crops, up 5%.
That's the one bright spot. All the other commodity sectors have fallen.
For crops, cotton and rice receipts are going to end up down 32%, corn down 27%, wheat down 25%, soybeans a drop of 24%. All livestock category receipts will be down as well. The big one, dairy, down 70%. Hogs dropping 53%, poultry 23%. But here is one other bright and unusual thing concerning cost of production.
Total costs are expected to decline from their peak levels in 2014 by 2% in 2015.
And that hasn't happened in 6 years. However, the lower commodity prices and farm income levels are bringing the level of debt for farmers up a little bit.
By about 6% relative to 2014.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Despite the drop in income, farmers remain optimistic. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.